I think one thing first, sorry, John. I don't think I officially announced this yet, but start off by just officially announcing that George Gotsy is the offensive coordinator. I'm sure you guys at some point will have a chance to spend some time with him, but he'll be the offensive coordinator. It's really not too much different than what he did last year. It's just he's got the title.
What did you want to see out of George before you gave him the title?
Well, we had, you know, I had coached him, and then we had worked together in New England where he was in, kind of an offensive assistant position there. And, you know, he had grown a lot as a coach, and I just wasn't necessarily anything that I wanted to see. It was just more let's make sure we're getting on the same page here in this not just the first year, but the beginning of that first year. You know, hadn't coached together in a couple of years because obviously he wasn't at Penn State with me, but I just thought he did a heck of a job last year. Did a really good job of dealing with all the things that came up during the year, and he deserves that this opportunity.
Bill, in terms of his personality, kind of the workaholic that you like and you try to bring here, what's he like kind of behind the scenes to deal with in terms of his hours?
Yeah, I mean, he's here. He's one of the first guys to arrive. Very bright guy. Works really hard at the game, not only studying what we're doing, but kind of studying the tendencies of the rest of the league on both sides of the ball. You know, he, along with a lot of the other guys on this staff, he has a lot of good input in the staff meetings and, like you say, behind the scenes, offensive meetings, things like that. I think the players respect the type of teacher that he is and how demanding he is. So he does a lot of things behind the scenes that you guys aren't able to see. Hard Knocks will see it, so you guys will be able to see it now. So,
we'll see it on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, you guys can see those Hard Knocks episodes.
Now, relative to the rest of the league, the Texans don't have as many offensive coaches as some teams. Are you considering getting a quarterback-specific coach down the road, or what is your thoughts with how you have your offense?
No, I like our offensive coaching staff the way it is. George coaches the quarterbacks. I'm involved with the quarterbacks. So you have really two quarterback coaches on the staff. And then also Pat O'Hara, who we added this offseason, who is a kind of a guy that works with a lot of the offensive skill positions, whereas Tim Kelly kind of works with a lot of the linemen and the tight ends as an assistant to Mike Devlin and John Perry. Pat works with a lot of he works a lot with Savage. Some of the younger receivers. So I think the way our staff is set up right now is really good for 2015.